Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Well, this is Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, on the show with us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
All right. So we're going to find out everything that's new in the world of concerts and shows coming to Connecticut.
Yes.
Where do you want to start, Jimmy?
Well, TSO's coming back. That's cool. Great.
This is a great show for music fans, families.
Yeah.
You bring the kids.
It's a holiday tradition.
You're going to rock out.
Yep.
But it's very Christmassy,
yep.
Holiday, you know, there's snow and
put
all.
Put you in the mood.
It's a great show.
Fabulous, fabulous. It's annual trek to Mohegan Sun, which is great. And I think it's one of the great shows that I've ever seen on stage, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Put a lot into it.
I agree with that. I think I saw it in Mohegan or Hartford, I forget.
But he used to play both. They've now chosen Mohegan as their home, and they go to Mohegan Sun every year.
I was blown away at the lights, the sound, the things on stage, the sets.
Yeah.
That come in and out.
Yep.
And it was actually snowing.
Right. There wasn't a hole in the roof.
I was like, wow, these guys aren't just trying to suck money out of people. They're trying to put on a great show.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's almost like Broadway-esque, you know.
Some people go every year, too. It's become a family tradition,
exactly.
A holiday tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's the best light show there is.
Really?
There's no better light show on tour than the TSO light show. I really believe that.
Really?
And I used to give that award to Queen.
Yeah.
And now I give it to TSO.
Wow. That's wow. That's
the torch
wow.
Passed. Yes.
That's a wow.
Wow. Yeah.
You mean they beat Electric Light Orchestra's 1977 show at the New Haven Coliseum with the little spirograph?
It was electric light, not lights.
It was my first concert. I was like, this is Electric Light Orchestra?
They said light, not lights.
Yeah, that's true. They did say singular, light, Electric Light Orchestra.
Gosh.
Queen was the first rock band that did that, right? With all the light. They had a wall of lights.
They had a wall of lights that actually went over the audience, and I had never seen anything like that. It literally moved from the top of the stage across the ceiling and shown on top of the audience at times.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was remarkable.
Tight.
As a promoter, when somebody's on the phone with you, said, yeah, so, the, you know, how does that conversation go? Do they have to ask, do they ask you to do the rigging, or do they say, do you have X amount of feet? Because this is what we're going to do.
Folks wearing helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah, the New Haven Coliseum was not built for concerts. It was built for sports. So the rigging was really good over the audience. But there was no rigging over the stage. So we always had to bring special rigging over the stage. So finally when Queen came into the Coliseum, we had the special rigging over the stage. But then when it moved across to the where the scoreboard usually is, it worked perfectly. Because
nice.
That's where all the rigging was.
Oh, wow.
Like meant to be.
Yes. But the Hartford Civic Center back in the day had rigging where the stage would normally go. So it was much more made for concerts.
Wow. Yeah, I just, you know, I never saw Queen with
Freddie Mercury.
But, man, I wish I did.
Yeah.
But I just remember the album covers, the live album with all those lights.
Yeah.
And it was something that you didn't really see back then. It was just typically the lights were over the band.
It was innovative.
This was a wall of lights behind the band, over the band.
Right.
It was bananas.
Get a tan.
Do you charge them for the electricity?
No.
Okay.
Right. Make sure every bulb is tight, though.
Yeah.
Ow, did you buy a bulb?
But it's expensive, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
It is expensive. Thousands and thousands of dollars per night.
Oh, yeah.
Just for electricity.
The rest of the city went dark.
Would you pay, was that your responsibility, the electric bill at the New Haven Coliseum and Mohegan Sun and all those venues?
Ooh.
Or was that part of the rental package that you
No, the New Haven Coliseum would charge us. The Hartford Civic Center wouldn't charge us.
Oh, that's a novel we don't want to get in the mail.
Wow.
Ah!
It always...
You open the envelope.
No, they would take a meter reading.
Wow.
They would take a meter reading, and it really pissed me off.
That is annoying.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're selling all this beer, you're selling all this food. We're paying your rent. Give me a break. I have to pay for your electricity, too.
Right, right. Yeah, some light blue pot.
Something should come with the money you're making.
Guy in a light blue Plymouth pulls up and reads the meter. Walks away wringing his hands like, excellent.
Jimmy was like the dad. Hey, can you turn that light off, please?
For God's
what do you
sake?
Think? You live in a barn?
I'm not lighting the whole world
Money doesn't
over
grow
here.
On trees over here.
Come on!
So TSO, that's on sale this Friday?
Yep, tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, yeah, wow. Yep, for some reason, I think it's Wednesday.
That's okay. We like Thursday. Nope. It's good.
Tomorrow, November 23rd, two shows. It's the Wednesday of Thanksgiving weekend.
There's a show that popped up this week, and it caught my interest. The Last Waltz Tour.
I love it. I love it. It plays Oakdale whenever it tours. It does great. It's a great show. Warren Haynes is the leading band member. Jamie Johnson's the great guitarist, along with Warren, that comes along with it. It's just a great show.
Cool.
And it's Don Was, and I mean, there's just a long list of great names, and they play all the music from the band.
So who's who?
Yes. All approved by Robbie Robertson, by
Beautiful.
The way.
That's really neat. Like, yeah. If you're a band fan, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. It's tickets on sale tomorrow.
Yes.
And this is coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater November 9th. And tickets on sale tomorrow. It's part of the Hartford Healthcare Concert Series, but cool. It's at the Toyota Oakdale.
Right.
Yes, the amphitheater closes up in a little over a week.
Oh.
Bridgeport, yeah.
I'm not ready yet.
Really?
Yeah, no, we have a busy week. We had Tenacious D last night. Well, first of all, we had Sting on Friday. Then we had the Doobies on Sunday. And then we have Tenacious D last night. We had John Party tonight. We have REO and Styx tomorrow night.
Wow.
And then we have Ringo next Friday night.
Wow.
And that closes it up.
Holy crap.
No. Went by fast.
I totally forgot about Ringo.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Ringo. That sold out, right? That sold out in like five seconds.
We have 310 tickets left.
Really?
That's it. Yep. 310. Yep. Yep.
Holy crap.
Yeah, 308 in a minute.
Were you at the Doobie Brothers show?
Yes, I was at the Doobie Brothers show, yes.
What did you think? Were you out front or in the back?
I was both. I was both. But I loved it. I thought the sound was absolutely perfect. And I'm a much bigger Tom Johnston Doobie fan.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a
Michael McDonald Doobie fan.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate the Michael McDonald stuff. And I do love his voice. And,
yeah,
you know, a couple of weeks ago we teased around during Peg. When he sang Peg and Steely Dan.
Yes.
Yep.
All you heard was him.
Peg.
So I have great appreciation for Michael McDonald, but I like the rocking, listen to music, China Grove.
Me too.
Long Train Running.
Oh, yeah.
Doobie's better.
Long Train Running, definitely.
Yeah, but what Michael McDonald brings to that Tom Johnston Doobie Brothers is the background vocals that are just so powerful.
Yeah, and his hits. It really completed the Doobie Brothers, I thought, when we saw them on Sunday night.
Nice. You think, is there any talk about them staying together? Is that
none right now, but I will be working on that.
Cool.
Because it should stay together. They both are, it's a special band when Michael's in it, no question about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Why not?
24 hours ago, we were talking about things you shouldn't borrow from people.
Yes.
Toothbrush,
shoes, ooh.
And underwears.
Underwears.
Now, somehow we got on the conversation of how much would it cost for AJ to wear Phil's underwears.
Right, money.
And we really got you down to $200.
Right, but
Joe from Joe the Lumber Guy called in a $500 donation to the toy drive and a $500 payment to you.
Right.
$1,000 pledge.
$1,000
for you to wear Phil's underwears.
Right.
Used but washed.
Yes. $1,000.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are we all doing?
Good. Before we attempt this stunt, and I say we, I mean AJ.
Right, exactly.
I just want to confirm that you're serious about the money.
Oh, serious as a heart attack, let me tell you.
Okay, cool. Right. I mean, the whole thought still skeeves me out.
I can tell.
I mean, I really got no sleep last night. I kept thinking about it, to be honest.
Well, you never get sleep, but this was the reason why you didn't get it.
This time, yes, this time. Luckily, I napped during the day, but yeah. I just have, like, it's every hour went past. I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting that closer to it. Exactly.
Phil, please bring in the underwears.
You said you prefer boxer briefs, so that's what I brought you.
Oh, I probably should have said boxers. At least they fit looser. I'm an idiot.
Hey, you are.
Oh, God, the door is opening.
Ah!
Ah, Jesus. Oh. Calvin Klein's.
Oh, there's... The stripes.
The stripes, yeah. You know what stripes do? Hide stains.
That's the pair that I wear like under a suit so you don't get the bunching.
The bunching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wear boxers under a suit.
Yeah. The bunching. I know the word bunching.
It's been like a lot of like dancing and...
He's got them wrapped in a plastic bag with a sealed top.
And, biohazard.
Right. Yeah, kind of like the waste bag.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's not how you keep yours in your drawer.
No, mine are gently folded. And they all smell like bounce, and they're laundered quite thoroughly. This just feels bad. Just bad, bad, bad. Just in the bag just feels bad. I'm holding another dude's underwears.
It's weird.
Very weird.
It's just weird.
Very weird.
It's something we don't typically do.
No. In my lifetime, I didn't think I'd ever do.
Yeah. Even, I've never touched my dad's underwears.
No, never did. No.
I never did laundry. And I was like, oh, there's my mother's and there's my father's.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just, grabbed my own underwears and, all the rest would stay there. You go get your own.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever touched another guy's underwears.
No. Oldies. There you go. Opportunity radio. Oh, this just feels wrong.
Well, they're yours now, AJ.
This just feels like.
Just think of them as yours because I don't need them back.
This just feels like I should have asked for more money.
Doesn't 500 doesn't feel like enough right now.
I feel like a lot lizard right now. I really do. This is just beyond. This is just bad.
I feel bad for you.
I'm going to need tons of showers after this.
Well, let's just say Phil's a clean guy, but still.
Yeah, he is.
It's just someone else's.
It's just
someone else's.
I mean, let's
figure. We know what's on there.
Exactly right. And what passed through here?
You could be as clean as clean.
Right.
But there's stuff on there.
Yeah, if there was a wedding that served broccoli, we got filtered through here.
Oh, you know what we really need? Is a black light.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for putting that in my head.
I mean, these are just the things you didn't think of before you agreed to this.
I guarantee you now.
I just saw money. It's it.
I know.
That most of our construction friends listening have not exchanged underwears with their coworkers.
No, they have not.
No, they have not.
No.
This is not a regular.
They swing hammers and stuff like that and do manly work.
That's right.
Yes. That's just a road crew. Yeah. Yeah, so now this is just wrong.
I'm just realizing probably every single time that I've worn those, I had a hangover the next day.
So that means
what do you think?
Oh, right,
because if I'm wearing a suit, I'm out at a wedding,
I'm
having a great time.
You're eating rich food, just sweating in them.
Yeah,
sweating.
There's a lot of alcohol.
Right. Later on, as you're doing pee-pees, let's face it, not all the time, all of it comes out.
Maybe there's a cigar head later, you just wake up the next day, I'm just going to sleep in the same pair of underwear for this day. Why bother?
Wow.
You could never wash that DNA away, AJ.
So when's the money coming exactly?
Sweating.
I'll see you tomorrow morning with the cash.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. You got to wear them first.
I'll be well scrubbed by then.
By the way, if there was any part of the body that you would not want to put your tongue...
It's all wrapped up by this. It's all wrapped up in these striped underwears.
Right.
You could have said boxers. I would have brought those. You said boxer briefs.
I know. It's asking you what kind you wore.
All right, for $500 and a $500 donation to the toy drive.
Right.
By the very generous Lumber Joe.
Yes.
AJ has agreed to put on Phil's used underwears.
Yes.
They're clean but used.
Clean but used, yeah. They've been on his body. They've had his contours and shapes probably to them. Because, they stretch once and that's the end of it. So, because they just die.
Let me read you a story before you go.
Okay. Once upon a time. Make it a long story. Like a novel. Mm. What the hell?
That's the sting from Pornhub.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to hell.
headline. Sorry, but your freshly washed undies are full of bacteria.
What?
There are some pieces of clothing you can get away with wearing multiple days in a row, but underpants aren't one of them. Most of us feel comfortable putting on a pair of underwears until it... most of us don't feel comfortable wearing a pair of underwears until it's gone through the wash cycle. But according to experts, even that may not be enough.
Really? Why?
Really?
And who sent this? Is this like from the World Health Organization or who is this?
The Good Housekeeping Institute reports that freshly laundered underwear still contain as many as 10,000 living bacteria.
I wanted to keep them all in one spot. That's why they're in the plastic bag for you, AJ.
I just flung it across the room.
$10,000.
All right, so what's 500 bucks divided by 10,000?
Yeah, how much are you getting per bacteria?
How much are we really making over here?
It's like a cover charge to your groin. How much? Phil, can you do the math? How much is he making? 10,000 bacteria divided by $500.
Not for nothing,
man. About 5 cents.
I am showering.
You're getting 5 cents per bacteria.
I'm showering the second I get out of here. And scrubbing as hard as I can. More than I usually do in those parts.
How long does he have to wear them for the 500 bucks?
I'm wearing for the show, right?
We said 24 hours, but I think the show works because we know you're not going to wear them.
I was going to say, we have a meeting later. We can check.
No, you're going to find us in the parking lot later. Like in a tree.
I'll go just the show. The 24 is a little bit indulgent, but yeah, that's okay.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your leniency.
A study led by a microbiologist puts it in colorful terms, claiming that the average pair of clean undies contain up to a tenth of a gram of feces.
Oh, I had to bring the F word in there. I'm like, please don't say fecal. Please don't say alcohol.
The bacteria that cling to your underwears are the same microbes that thrive on the private areas of your skin.
Oh.
And no matter how well you wash them. It includes potentially harmful pathogens like...
Harmful?
E. coli.
Well, I'm not going to drink water from these, right? I mean, you can't just, like, from wearing them, right?
No, you can't.
Shut up. You'd be nervous, too, if you're wearing my underwears. My old one over your head.
Potentially harmful pathogens like E. coli. I wonder if you have a little man on a mountain down there saying, E. coli.
It became a little man in the mountain. it was taller a moment ago. Now a little bald guy with a sweater.
The bacteria build up over time.
Up
over time, and it could potentially lead to health problems like urinary tract infections.
Oh, I've had it. No, really.
If you have a fairly new pair of undergarments, the minuscule amount of germs, you can't wash them out, blah, blah, blah. But it keeps you on. With undergarments you're wearing regularly, you can reduce germ buildup by washing them in hot water.
Oh, Phil, do you use hot water?
Cold wash exclusively.
My son of a bitch.
Loving it. This is great.
Hey,
you can mix all the colors and they don't bleed.
When I get the UTI, I know some lumber to pee on.
All right, you're going to put your wood in those underwears right now. All right, you ready for the walk? You got to call the hotline so we can hear the play-by-play.
Yep, hit me. Here we go. All
right, we got you. All right, you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, there he goes.
I'm doing the walk.
You got your baggie?
I got my undies.
I'm sorry, yeah, Phil's undies.
I better get my $500 cash tomorrow.
We could hear you and the undies.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, I'm locking myself in the jock lounge. All right.
We got to go in there later for a meeting.
Yeah, no, not in this one. This is a small one. I'm going to put you on speaker because I got to, like, this robe.
All right. Where are you wearing flip-flops?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You wearing flip-flops?
Yeah, why?
All right. Well, your feet are now on the floor that everyone's shoes have been on, but...
Well, this is a...
You're going to be the germiest person in the building in, like, 5 seconds.
Right, it's my 10,000 plus your 10,000.
All right, the old underwears are off. The new underwear.
This is a bad visual.
Bag over here. Unfurling the... okay.
You're unfurling the bra?
Bra.
No! I'm going to... Ah!
Oh.
Oh. Alright. Oh. You know, there's like a bump in these underwear.
What do you mean a bump? Explain a bump.
A bulge, yeah.
Oh, good for you, Phil.
A bulge.
Where is it, in the front or the back?
In the back.
Oh, yeah.
We got the meatloaf that night, Phil.
You got to have room for everything.
All right, they're on. They're on. They're on. They're on. All right, now put my pants back on.
Oh.
This just feels so gross.
Did you inspect before you put them on?
Well, yes, I looked inside.
Okay.
I looked inside. It's weird. There's stripes on the outside, but the inside is like white, like tidy whities.
Oh.
You said you prefer the briefs.
I took a look to make sure there's no coffee stains. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not using it as a filter.
The cigarette filter.
There's no topo. I'll put my old underwear in the bag over here.
Does this feel worth $500?
No. I should ask for a higher amount. okay, they're on. My pants are on. I'm going to head back to the studio.
All right.
Come on.
Wow. Feel bad. I actually feel bad for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You should.
I know. You've got $500 coming your way.
My genitalia is sad for your genitalia.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm, you know, the amount of money I'm going to spend trying to clean myself.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
See you in the morning.
All right. The Twitchers have asked a great question.
What question would that be?
Yeah, Phil?
Well, they're a little upset with you, AJ, that you have not shown proof that you are, in fact, wearing my underwear.
Okay.
Well,
what would you like me to do?
Okay. If it's going to be $500 on the line.
Oh, the belt is unbuckling.
That was Ashley Siren. Wah, wah.
I see it!
There you go.
It looks like my underwear to me. Well, it's your underwear now, so.
Oh, my God.
But we don't know if there's anything under there.
There's my other underwear I walked in with.
All right.
That's good enough for me. I don't need any.
There you go.
That is a good point.
There you go.
Do we need more?
Right.
Do we want more?
Right.
Is Twitch satisfied with that?
By the way.
Did I see it?
Probably not.
By the way.
I'm getting yes. Yay, yay.
By the way, the white thing you see is the wrap is still around my abdomen, which I go see a surgeon today.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Finally
take this damn thing off.
Hopefully that's your last surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm working on that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. I don't know why we're talking about that. We're talking about your...
Well, I'm just saying because I pulled my shirt up and everything in case I went with the white stuff.
Oh.
White thing is.
This is all bad.
Yeah, I'm not
wearing checking AJ's underwear to make sure he's wearing Phil's underwear, and if you saw white stuff on him,
yeah,
it was from his surgery.
It's the wrap.
This is just horrible.
It's the wrap, okay?
Melanie, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Melanie. Hey,
Don't watch Twitch.
13.
Don't grow up. Just stay right where you are.
You're 13. You just disappointments.
Connie, you picked the wrong show.
Sorry, Connie.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry, Connie.
It's our bad.
But thank you. All right, final thoughts, AJ.
Yeah, I cannot wait to take these damn underwears off.
Please at least go to the bathroom.
I'm not going to do them here, yes.
Ashley?
AJ, when you unbuckled your pants, somebody wrote on Twitch that it just got very hot in their office.
Wait, somewhere with your temperature?
It was a compliment.
Oh.
Phil?
This is your flubble of the day.
Well, I'm not going to drink water from these, right? I mean, you can't just, like, from where, right?
No, you can't.
Shut up.
That would have been the greatest, like, filter water through there. How much would that cost?
I wouldn't do that with my own underwear.
No.
I wouldn't, right?
Yeah, no.
Ew.
Ingesting something is a whole different animal.
Yeah, We've heard a lot about bacteria today.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I'd rather drink toilet water from a Mexican toilet bowl.
Right.
No.
Wow. Yeah, I drink my own toilet bowl.
Then run water through someone's
it's not a
underwear.
Coffee filter. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. No, it's not a Brita. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, no.
Plus, it would ruin the coffee maker.
Chaz and AJ.
AJ, is there enough room for your bulge or not enough? This says a lot about both of you guys.
What do you want to know?
Chaz and AJ.
Right in the pooper, maestro. Love you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This hangs up.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chad, buddy. What's...
Chaz and AJ.
AJ, Phil's underwear is attacking Uranus.
Roger.
Hold on, let me put a microphone up to the underwear there.
Hi, I'm a pubic hair.
Did you check them before you put them on?
Yes, I looked right at them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Any strays?
I looked at them, I turned them inside out, I shook it real fast, and then I put them on.
Because Phil put a surprise in there.
I did, I left you something.
What did you do? What did you do? I shook them. What did you do?
You didn't shake them enough.
Did you shake them first, or did you look first?
I looked real quick, then I turned my set out, and I shook it, then I put them right, because I didn't have much time. I had to put them all in the air.
Yep, that was the rush part. Yeah, there was a hair in there.
20-something years, he still trusts us. Like, how does this happen?
You are so dead later. I feel like I'm going to physically vomit right now.
How else would you vomit? Not physically?
On your head in a second.
Don't you want to know where the hair was from?
No. Please say Bronx the Cat.
I do.
Please say Bronx the Cat.
That comes along for free. You can't
help
that.
Please say Bronx
that.
The Cat. I don't. I want to puke right now. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to vomit.
What would that sound like?
Like. John, you got to make out the land from the roof.
I yanked a dark curly hair out of my chin and left it in there for you to find.
Oh, chin.
Yeah.
I'm not happy, but I'm happier.
A robot says it won't kill off humans.
No, sure.
Of course.
Right. Robots
You're
always
gonna say that.
Yeah, robots gonna try and say, yeah, I'm gonna kill you later on. No, of course not.
Exactly.
Nick the science guy is on.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story. It's hard to trust a robot, right?
Yeah, Skynet.
That creepy smile.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust a human, and humans made robots.
Right. Terminator. Just think Terminator.
Of course I'll still love you tomorrow morning.
Of course. Yeah, right. I'll expect you to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually comforted by the fact that at the Science Center we do have a humanoid robot, not as fancy as the one that Phil found. I'm comforted by the fact that they break all the time.
Oh, good.
That's the dirty little secret of robotics.
Right. You can't kill me, you just broke. Ha.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's like, oh, we need a software patch. Everything shuts down. I think we're a long way off from Skynet. I wouldn't worry about the robot apocalypse just yet.
Okay.
But, Nick, you got to think about it this way. This one you can, I forgot its name. It starts with an A. It's Amica.
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 Amica. I was thinking Acme. Yeah. Okay.
Amica.
Amica.
This is made by a private company, and you can look it up online, and you can see it. What I'm worried about is what governments have down in their labs.
What they're not showing us.
Because if we're seeing that...
There's something else that we're not seeing.
There's something else.
Far more advanced.
And did you see the Boston Dynamics stuff? They have these, like, they look like dogs or lions or whatever, but they're, you know.
They can open doors. They can do flips.
Right.
They can flip. Sprint.
They can jump.
Can you do dishes? No? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're right to be a little concerned about, you know, where robotics can go. Not so much from, like, okay, these humanoid-looking robot soldiers, but just AI in general and how it can be used to control machines. Like, you think about drones in the military, how, you know, a robot can pick targets on its own. And that's kind of a scary thought. That
it can?
No human in the equation.
Come on, Nick.
What's this red dot on my forehead?
Can, do, does.
I hope that's just it.
It's happening. It's kind of, it is kind of scary. So, yeah, with robotics, we have to be super careful that, they can be abused.
Tell me more about this robot that could pick targets.
Oh, the drones?
The drones can pick their own targets? I thought it was a guy like in Vegas, like not Vegas, but
like on one of
Nevada.
Those VR headsets or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
They have absolutely the capability to. I mean, AI is extremely powerful now. We have cameras that can sort of identify targets. There's facial recognition even. And so, yes, I mean, it's not a stretch to say that a drone could be programmed to, say, you know, pick out a target and decide to you know, launch an attack. Now, I don't know if that's not, you know, the military's protocol or anything, but, you know, we have to be very careful because all it takes is a bad actor to program something like that, and, it could be disastrous.
Sounds Italian, AI.
We're one James Bond villain away.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, exactly. It is definitely a Bond villain territory.
That, but like, what kind of oversight is there? Is anyone like taking a look at like what they're accomplishing and saying this is a little too far in this direction?
Of course not.
Oh, there was oversight. So there was the government set up this department to oversee AI, and the commissioner of that department quit because he said that the government is not taking this seriously and we have some real problems coming. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that was AO.
AO.
I'm moving to Mars. Well, good luck, Earth.
AO. Yeah. AI.
But this robot, Amica?
Amica.
Yes. Yeah. It's the Amica.
It could walk on its own. It's in the form of a human body.
Okay.
It could walk on its own.
Yeah. Right.
And it has facial expressions that are creepily real.
Oh.
They made the rubber on the face, gray because they said they don't want to try to
No color.
Make it look human.
Right.
It looks very human.
It looks very human, and it's just one color. It's one dye away from, I think, almost tricking people. You know, if this is the one they have out on video, they have some in the labs that are like, this one's real close.
It's in primer right now, yeah.
Yeah,
Haven't
picked the color
if you look
yet.
It up, it's called Mesmer. If you look it up, they already have. This was actually a previous version. This robot called Mesmer that it has, you know, like a Madame Tussauds, like wax sculpture realistic. You know, so it is extremely creepy.
There's
definitely an uncanny valley effect. So this was the latest version, and they wanted to actually move away from making it photorealistic and just focus on sort of the natural biological movement of a face. So, this latest version is extremely realistic in just how the face moves.
It's unsettling.
And then the conversation. So we have some audio here.
Hello, Amica.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Glad to hear. What is your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris.
Are you
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Are you okay if I shoot a video of you?
Absolutely.
Is to catch a predator?
Now, by the way,
that's what it sounds like.
It does kind of sound like
that. Wait for that guy Chris to come walking in.
Why don't you have a seat right over here?
Right.
By the way, clearly he's already running a video before he asks permission.
Yeah.
Now, if this was an angry robot, we would see the first 3 seconds and then just blood everywhere.
You want a realistic one? Like, what do you want?
and we want contractions.
I want attitude, yeah.
He'd just be crumpled into the size of like one of those little Chinese takeouts.
Right. Yeah. Like, we want what's your name, not what is your name.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Amica, what are you?
I am a humanoid robot. I am designed as a research platform for human-robot interaction.
How many fingers am I holding up?
One.
You are holding up four fingers. And I like your sweatshirt.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Hold on. Play the rest of this. This is what is creepy to me. So, I like your sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Humans love compliments.
What?
We do.
That was like a dig.
Right. We also like...
Now, that robot didn't have to say that.
I know your weakness.
Because the program... Exactly right.
Right.
Like, it's a little dig. Right. You're weak.
Right. You're also in good shape. That's a nice hairstyle you have.
Yeah. That was... That freaked me out.
I'll bet you're good in bed. Yep. All those
things. No, it freaked me out. Humans like compliments.
Yep. Yeah.
It went very specific to very generic. Talking about this one guy, Chris, his sweater, his fingers, and then humans love compliments.
Right, you're so stupid.
What?
No, but it let you know that it wasn't giving a compliment because it really liked the sweater.
No.
First, it identified a sweater.
Yeah.
It knows the difference between a sweater and a t-shirt and a jacket.
Right.
It's like, I like your sweater.
Thank you very much.
Right. Now you're holding up one finger.
Humans like compliments. It's code for you're weak and I got your number.
Yep.
Humans love compliments.
Like, wow. That right there, I'm walking away. I'm like, I am out of here.
I'm hitting the self-destruct button on the thing.
Nick, the science guy from the Connecticut Science Center, is on the phone right now. Nick, 1977, yeah. I'm a kid in a theater, I'm watching Star Wars, I see C-3PO, I'm like, wow, that's wild,
he's
that's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
That'll never happen!
Here we go.
Here we are. I mean, yeah, that's actually a really good comparison. It does remind me a lot of C-3PO. I mean,
but this is more advanced.
Yeah.
I mean, it talks about, like, you know, C-3PO knowing all these languages. What's really just incredible is that, yeah, Emeka has access to all of, like, information online. So it's this vast cache of data that can, and that's what powers all these really intricate conversations. It's just wild. It definitely creeps me out, too.
I feel like the connection to the internet is always the first mistake because you can't control what's coming in. It's just so unwieldy. Like, we just saw this with the Facebook people. They tried to develop that whole thing, and then it started talking crap about Zuckerberg. Like, there's no control.
Right.
There's no filter.
That's right.
The information is everywhere, and it's all over the map.
Yeah, the information is wrong and sometimes wrong, and the interpretation is sometimes wrong as well. So one really funny anecdote is Amazon's facial recognition software actually mistakenly took members of Congress as criminals. And they compared it to their mugshots of criminals and got the two confused. So AI makes mistakes all the time. So that's what freaks me out is when AI just gets it wrong.
Stop connecting these two things.
We're so freaking doomed. And you know what's funny? We're so naive. We think very lineal on how we would be wiped out.
Yeah.
We picture Terminator 2,
right.
Flying crafts, rolling robots with tracks and guns. No. No.
It wouldn't be that hard.
No.
Really
these lab robots just create a horrible COVID. And it's like, good night, everybody.
Right. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Like your sweater.
Right.
You know what robots don't need to survive is fresh water. You know what humans do?
Right.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we're just going to taint every source of fresh water on the planet, and you're doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they have lithium batteries, we'll be dead.
We are so doomed.
Just burn.
Oh, yeah.
This is why we life now.
Yeah, it's the good times, the pre-robotic apocalypse.
I was somewhere getting ice cream, and it was funny. I don't know why this clicked in my head, but as this girl, she's probably 18, she's handing me the ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say, sorry, because we just ruined everything.
Right.
You know, like, you have no world coming. Like, I'm older. I'm probably going to have another 10 years before the world collapses. Sorry.
There's a reason to lick your ice cream before you head back and laugh.
That's right. That's right. Enjoy this.
Goodbye,
you know, I know you have all these dreams of having children and family and all this. Sorry, man.
Yep, serve that ice cream.
I could buy you one of these. Like, I can get you that.
That's the best I can do. But I could also say, hey, I'm not one of these smart people who did all this.
Right.
Like, I was just living my life having a beer.
Yeah, a conversation, you know.
You guys are so pessimistic.
Appreciate that.
No, with all this comes great stuff, but at the same time, one of the, like, if you look up this company that's making this Ameca.
Yeah.
Ameca, whatever
Ameca.
It's called.
Ameca.
Ameca.
This, this robot is, you click on the site and you scroll down, and in the pictures, they show one picture with just thousands of these all standing side by side.
Ooh.
I'm like, that's a bad image. Yeah. Like, you got to take that down.
That's the next trilogy of Star Wars.
No one wants to see that.
The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Actually, it's an audience.
So no one wants to see that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how much that... Actually, they said it costs $500,000 each. So this company must have really deep pockets.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean about the oversight. Where's the limit?
No, but if you think about it, like if you're Home Depot or whatever, you buy one of these and they're picking up stuff and they're like, they're no like, hey, I threw my back out. Or like, hey, I want, you know, I want a
raise.
Tireless.
It doesn't run when you ask for help.
There's none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's you know, that's where I think robots is going to be really cool is and helpful and not doomsday scenario is like, you know, space colonization because, you know, they don't require, you know, air. They don't need food. So they're the perfect explorers where, you know, this hostile environment where,
That's right. That's right. Hey, there's a hole in Unit 3. Go out and fix it.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that'll
take
be
long rides with NP.
Game changer. Well, there you go. Yeah, they don't have to use the bathroom.
Right, see?
Right, there's no smoke break.
Exactly right.
Right, there's none of this.
Doesn't want to get out early.
Like,
I'm
tired.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
My hand hurts.
Yeah, I got stuck in traffic.
Yep.
Yeah, no. They don't complain. It's great.
No BS excuses.
I'm in the bathroom for 2 hours on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, nope. All right, well, good.
Yeah, great job, Nick.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
It's you and your smart people.
You're representing.
Don't blame me, though. Yeah, it's been great talking with you guys.
You're telling him to leave
now. It takes so many funny directions.
I want to go on. I want to go to the Connecticut Science Center to see this robot that you have.
Yes. Well, we have lots of different robots. One is Pepper, which is pretty awesome. You got to look up a video of Pepper. It does some pretty incredible things. It's broken right now, but we are working on it.
That's how we like
it's
robots.
Cool when it's working.
Broken.
They're waiting for a part to come in.
Nick with the Connecticut Science Center. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, sir. Karen in Orange.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a really nice memory of me and my dad. I guess this is kind of adult. He was a golfer, and he would golf on Saturdays, and then Sunday afternoons we would watch golf. And he would have his beer, and we had a little tiny shot glass that was in the shape of a beer mug. And I'd sit there. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I'd have my little tiny shot of beer. And we'd have Vita Herring, and he'd have his beer, and we'd eat Vita Herring on crackers, and we'd have a happy hour. I started having happy hours when I was 7 years old.
Nice.
I think that's pretty adult.
Why have a tea party?
Right. In A,
right.
By 12, in 12.
Why have a tea party when you could have a happy hour?
Exactly, right?
That's right.
Like Oktoberfest.
Right. So I just wanted to share that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That little shot of beer at that age, that would get you almost hammered, right?
I'm sure it would.
It feels pretty good. It's like, hey.
Well, after the 12th or 13th one, I was feeling pretty good.
And she went to bed like that, by the
way. That's fantastic.
Right? I love you, Dad. I love you.
What was Dad's brand? What were you drinking?
Yeah. Well,
I believe at the time it was Schlitz.
Oh, Schlitz.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you feel like Schlitz in the
Remember?
Morning.
I have, I have a special place in my heart
I'm
for this.
I'm showing my age.
Yeah. Halls that came out of New Haven, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right,
I
Peels.
Love those beers.
Yep,
Peels.
Yep. Needs to peel the labels off.
And do you drink now?
Do I? Yes, of course I do.
She's a bigger shot glass.
She's like, I've had 3 beers already.
Right. I'm talking to you guys. I'm drinking
I'm
one right
an
now.
I'm an Irishman from the Bronx. Of course I drink.
There you go, see? Nice. Just goes to territory.
Mm.
A lie opener.
That's it.
Yeah. So that means you also have to be a firefighter or a cop.
Right.
I was a volunteer firefighter.
All right, well, there's the trilogy.
Yep.
All right. Done and done. Thank you, Karen.
Okay. You guys have a good day.
You too. Scott in Wallingford.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. The adult thing you did as a kid.
Back in 78, 79, I was 8, 9 years old. We had a barbecue, and my parents both smoked. And I thought it'd be cool to try it, watching them. And somebody, the only reason I remember this, because somebody told on me, and they made me, like, eat part of the cigarette to try to teach me a lesson.
Yeah, so you had to smoke the entire pack, one or two.
Oh, yeah, and I had drank a gallon of water, and it never stopped me from smoking because I smoked most of my life until about 10 years ago. I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the one thing I did.
How many packs a day did you smoke?
Well, only one.
Okay. Maybe a pack a day. Pack a day.
Like $10 a pack now, right?
Yeah.
I got nervous because 10 years ago my throat was getting sore, so I thought maybe.
And you saved yourself $36,500.
Nice. I quit because I didn't want to get throat cancer or anything, and so.
All right, I'm gonna play you off.
It's a good reason.
All right. Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, sir.
He didn't even need the music.
Nope.
Sue and Trumbull.
Hi guys, I have a few of them, but I'll go with the most daring one. Me and my sister used to sneak out of our room, put blankets and pillows in our bed in case our parents came in. Now, the car was loud. We were probably
You would ball up stuff in your bed so it looked like you were still in bed?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Like a prison break, yeah.
Yeah.
We would get into the car, push it down the street, drive to Stratford. There used to be a bar called Ollie Pops. And they used to let younger people in.
I remember that one.
You were like, what, 9 years old?
It's funny how as kids we knew all the ones, the places that wouldn't card, the package stores, the bars. Yeah.
She was like 9 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would do that, jump out our bedroom window, push the car down the street, start it, drive to Stratford, and get into the bar and come home a couple hours later. Probably like maybe 16 at the time.
Right.
All right.
You know, and from all the stories I've been hearing.
I don't know, is that adulty or criminally?
More like criminally, but.
All right, we'll take that.
Yeah, why not?
We'll take it.
Yeah, we're like criminals.
You were 16, driving the.
Stealing a
car.
Driving home drunk.
Yeah.
Driving home drunk.
Right, right.
Well, Turning we
a liquor
drunk,
license.
But...
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But out of all the stories I heard, I think I should win. So far, this is the most.
Good. I like people who play to win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for you. All right, Sue. Thank you. John, Long Island. You can't win the tickets.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
So on the line of the other caller, when I was little, I sat in the kitchen in the dark with the Christmas lights on, putting my chocolate milk in shot glasses and pretending I was at a bar.
Nice. He's practicing for later on in life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, a little foreshadowing, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Do you drink now?
No, I'm 33 years sober.
Nice.
There you go.
Like I said, it was a foreshadowing.
Yes. I'm sure there's a reason.
It was a hobby I liked real young.
Right.
Yeah, you got in young.
And got out young.
You know, you did enough drinking for a lifetime at the first part of your life.
Right.
So you're good to go.
I did. I used it all up in a short period of time.
Nice, very nice.
What was rock bottom for you?
Mine was more emotional, not physical.
Gotcha. Good.
I accidentally ended up at a AA meeting and saw the light, so to speak.
There you go, see?
Okay. Accidentally. That's good. It was meant to happen.
Yeah, well.
Whatever it takes.
Yep. Now it's juice boxes. Gotcha.
Chocolate milk out of a shot glass.
Right.
The lights off. Right. Christmas lights on. And yeah, I'm an adult.
Trying to pick up the teddy bear across the bar.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.